This is Fresh Air. Canadian singer and songwriter Leonard Cohen is probably best known for his song Suzanne, which Judy Collins first recorded in the late 60s. Cohen usually writes elliptical lyrics and sings them with a slow, depressive moan. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Cohen has loosened up a bit on his new album I'm Your Man.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you.
I've got to be honest with you. I was three-quarters sold on this new Leonard Cohen record without even playing it, on the basis of the album cover alone. It depicts the Leonard Cohen we've known for 20 years, his eyes masked by huge sunglasses, standing all by himself in a baggy black suit jacket, pondering the state of modern romance while solemnly chomping on a banana. Leonard Cohen eating a banana. It's an image of punctured pretentiousness worthy of, well, worthy of Leonard Cohen, if not Randy Newman. I never had much use for early period Cohen, when he was gunning for Bob Dylan in the use of surreal imagery and off-key bitterness. But as he's gotten older, he's gotten much more interesting, primarily because he's letting a sense of resignation and humor creep into his sad but wise guy image.
Can you tell me why the bells are ringing? Nothing's happened in a million years. I've been sitting here since Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, can't believe my ears. Jazz police are looking through my folders. Jazz police are talking to my niece. Jazz police have got their final orders. Jazzer, drop your axe, it's jazz police. Jesus taken serious by many. Jesus taken joyous by a few. Jazz police are paid by J. Paul Getty. Jazz is paid by J. Paul Getty too.
Jazz police. That's jazz police, and if it's impossible to say what it means literally, jazz police are paid by J. Paul Getty, it's easy to say what it means as art. This is Leonard Cohen putting some air into his usually hermetic songwriting, monkeying around with drum machines and bad puns, singing like Mose Allison doing an impersonation of Peggy Lee. It's possible that I'm Your Man is Leonard Cohen's attempt to sell out. His last few albums haven't sold well at all, and maybe Columbia Records was putting some pressure on him to make this album more accessible to people who now think a great singer-songwriter is Suzanne Vega. That would explain the use of cooing backup singers, whooshing synthesizers, and lines like, "They sentence me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within." But here, don't take my word for it.
I'm guided by a signal in the heavens.
Guided.
I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin.
I am guided by.
I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
Singer Jennifer Warrens recorded a whole album's worth of Leonard Cohen songs last year, including a very different version of that one, called First We Take Manhattan. The album was called Famous Blue Raincoat, and it was wonderful, because Warrens' unaffected phrasing brought out the most direct emotions in Cohen's frequently convoluted creations. Warrens sings a few backup vocals on I'm Your Man, but the old master hasn't adopted his young disciple's strategy. Where Warrens strove to be simple and emotional, Cohen is Cohen, flat, froggy, and obscure, but also self-mocking and dryly witty. Cohen used to publish books of his poetry, which was influenced by beat and post-beat poets like Allen Ginsberg, Denise Levertov, and Robert Creeley, as well as pop writers like Dylan and John Lennon. One song, Take This Waltz, introduces something new in Cohen's writing, a conversational surrealism that's very much like New York school poets like Frank O'Hara and Kenneth Koch.
Oh, I want you, I want you, I want you. On a chair with a dead magazine. In the cave at the tip of the lily. In some hallway where love's never been. On our bed where the moon has been sweating. In a cry filled with footsteps and sand. I
this waltz, take this waltz, take its broken waste in your hand.
See what I mean? Did you catch that line about, I want you on a chair with a dead magazine? That's the sort of thing that's going to confuse the heck out of Tipper Gore. The rest of us, however, can be vastly amused. Finally, a Leonard Cohen album that doesn't oblige you to feel like a suicidal college freshman. And at least once, on the great song that closes out the album, called Tower of Song, Cohen achieves everything he's been hinting at up to this point. Humorous autobiography tinged with the wisdom of experience.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Leonard Cohen's new album, I'm Your Man.
I was born like this. I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice. And 27 angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. So you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, it doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. Ah, they don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song.
This is Fresh Air.